The Online Arbitrage Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Online Arbitrage Podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about strategies and the basically a guide to using Profit Protector Pro strategies. So repricing is nothing without a strategy, whether it's your unique business strategy that powers it or strategies within a repricer, you need to have some clear goals somewhere in order to have success. So Profit Protector Pro has strategies in abundance, and not just strategies in abundance, but ones ready to go at the click of a button without complex rules to program in. They are so simple to use that there's no real need for a guide to using Profit Protector Pro strategies, but understanding them and when might be best to use them will be super useful. So for the uninitiated, algorithmic strategies behave very differently from what repricers have previously offered. Not just that, in Profit Protector Pro, all the strategies are pre-programmed and require little effort from its users. Crucially though, they help Amazon sellers formulate and execute their overall business strategy. So what is a strategy? Strategies in any context are a plan of action designed to achieve a goal. This may sound obvious, but that last bit is actually the key to why many repricers don't achieve what they could for their sellers. So few repricers have a wide variety of strategies, as they only really have one goal: get the buy box and at any cost. Whilst for a lot of sellers, especially ones new to selling on Amazon, the clickbait of getting the buy box and making sales is very appealing. For a sustainable business, this cannot be the only goal. It requires acumen to really achieve this profitably across your inventory. If you follow the pricing of a couple of listings that are led by rules-based repricer with this goal, you'd quickly see the telltale signs of price tanking and probably good old penny pinching as well. The goal of every business is to make sales. You'll hear no argument on that. But the goal of every business should be to make profit. No one can dispute that chasing the buy box and driving the price down every penny the selling price drops costs profit. This is not a strategy that will provide long-term profitability. In fact, calling it a strategy is a little bit contentious. So the reason Profit Protector Pro designs and has preset strategies, apart from being extremely easy for sellers to get started and be successful, is because a good strategy takes a lot of planning and know-how. The know-how is what the AI has gained over years of experience repricing millions of listings. So the strategies act far more intelligently than simply going low to find the buy box. The algorithmic strategies have a variety of goals embedded into them, which of course center around making sales and profit, and the artificial intelligence has more nuance than rules-based strategies. There are non-algorithmic options too in Profit Protector Pro that offer more direct, one-dimensional approaches, but the algorithmic ones really do demonstrate what a strategy should really be. So where's a good place to start? It's easy to say that a middle ground strategy is the best place to start when you first get going with Profit Protector Pro, but like Amazon, nothing is that straightforward. There is merit in starting with a strategy that could cover all bases though. So whether you're new to PPP or you just have a new listing to get repricing, you're in the same boat. There's no knowing with 100% certainty what is going to happen with any given listing. You could pore over it for hours, days to establish a pattern of activity, or just let Profit Protector Pro do it. We wouldn't argue with anyone starting out with Balanced Sales Accumulator or Cautious Sales Enhancer. They will likely work for the vast majority of listings. The most important decision before deciding on a strategy to use will be the minimum and maximum parameters that you set. So how much rope you give the AI to work with could well make a difference on which one you start out with. Aggressive strategies work best with a good bit of leeway under the existing low price in which to work. They won't necessarily need to use your minimum price, but they may need to go quite low to tease the buy box away at times, especially if Amazon are in situ. When it comes to the algorithmic strategies, there isn't really a bad place to start, but with unfamiliar listings, it would be prudent to avoid going too aggressive right at the start. Super Aggressive Dominator still strives for profit, but Cautious Sales Enhancer and Dynamic Profit Builder will make it more of a priority. Definitely give whichever strategy you choose a few days to settle into the listing and tackle your competitors. However, switching between strategies is easy with a handful of different ways that you can access PPP. So monitoring how your chosen strategy behaves is one of the few things you actually have to do with Profit Protector Pro, but many users do it every few days or weeks, so it's far less laborious than manually repricing and much more effective than the rules-based alternatives. If the hardest thing you have to do is switch to a more or less aggressive strategy once in a while, I suspect you've found a good balance. So the next question is, do you need to be aggressive to get sales? So the temptation for most sellers when they first sign up or with a new listing is to try and get fast sales as soon as possible, getting on the front foot with the more aggressive strategies. This doesn't need to be, or even ought not to be, the default mindset when you reprice. In reality, there's no definitive answer to how aggressive to be. Every listing is different, every seller's circumstance is different, so every listing needs to be handled with a different pair of gloves. This is why Profit Protector Pro offers a range of pre-programmed strategies. There is no one way to reprice for success. The super aggressive dominator and aggressive sales generator definitely make sales, but they aren't the only way to make sales. They are both clever strategies thanks to the AI, so they don't follow the time-worn philosophy of following or penny-pinching the low price, eventually driving the sales down. That clever AI is also present in more balanced or passive strategies too. Whilst it acts differently, it still outmaneuvers other sellers because of what it's learned through its experience across all of the different strategies. Much like the human brain, it pieces together data and behaviours to develop methods that work. The aggressive strategies can be perceived to act like rules-based repricing and just match or beat low prices to get at least a share of the buy box. But if you follow the actions with the history function, you'd soon realise they're far more sophisticated than that. These strategies don't render listings redundant despite their uncompromising titles. In all honesty, even the balanced sales accumulator could be considered a more aggressive option. It will dip below the buy box price when it really has to and then quickly make moves to draw the price back up before most sellers or repricers have even clocked what's happened. These are the kind of moves that even the cautious sales enhancer will make too, stealing sales above the buy box whilst Amazon and the competition are dawdling. So simply put, whilst the aggressive strategies are fun to use and really do deliver results, it isn't the only way to make sales. The more balanced strategies are more likely to furnish you with more profit when they make them. It's all about finding the right strategy for each listing, which is why PPP offer more than any other repricer right out of the box. So when does it pay to use one of the more aggressive strategies? So having said going aggressive probably shouldn't be your go-to approach, there are times a super aggressive dominator could be the best choice for a listing. If you have listings that are pretty competitive and selling in your price range, then this is where the aggressive strategies can really earn their stripes. It could also just be that you need to shift the last of your inventory, you're nearing long-term storage fees, or you just want to free up some capital. Using a strategy that will challenge sellers using more restrictive tools will deliver sales. Having said that, one of the most effective uses for super aggressive dominator and aggressive sales generator is when Amazon themselves slide into the picture. There's no knowing when a new seller is going to jump on a listing, and this goes for Amazon too. It's widely known to be the most infuriating thing to see when you're checking in on a listing and the orange Amazon indicator is glowing. Rarely will they be playing in the same league as third-party sellers. Invariably, they will challenge and beat the low price. After all, they aren't paying the fees. Usually sellers are left little option but to wait it out in the hope they'll drop off or take the hit and try to steal sales by beating Amazon's prices. Amazon are quick though, so this is a surefire path to a loss. All of Profit Protector Pro strategies are preset to move the price upward whenever they find the buy box, retaining the integrity of the listing whilst achieving the aim of all sellers, which is getting that buy box. This is no different when competing with Amazon. The AI works too quickly to establish a downward trend. Working aggressively isn't just for the ultra competitive listings, of course. Because the two more aggressive strategies don't have a focus on just beating the competition, they aren't the worst options for some of your quieter listings. A listing with a handful of sellers and operating slowly might benefit from an aggressive strategies and then just left alone. At any time, one of the competitors or a new one could get impatient. Utilising a strategy to retain control of a listing under any circumstance and push the price up could well save that listing from disaster and keep you in the box seat for any sales. As will be a common theme for any of your listings and the decision you might make over the kind of strategy it needs, there is no black and white answer for any of them. Aggressive strategies will be effective in a variety of situations. Try them. See what you think. They can be really fun to watch. So what about Profit Protector Pro's non-algorithmic strategies? It wouldn't be the ultimate guide to using PPP strategies without at least mentioning the non-algorithmic options, especially as they make up about half of them. Much like with the aggressive algorithmic strategies, there is a time and a place for these too. You won't often see the kind of results you would from the algorithmic ones, but there can be situations where they'll be your preferred option. Trusting the AI to help you move stock quickly with the super aggressive dominator will still be our recommendation, as you're more likely to retain a better profit margin. But matching or undercutting the buy box can have some short-term benefit. Matching or outpricing the competition to shift the last of your inventory in an ASIN, or perhaps beating a use-by date, might require something this direct. If you are unlikely to re-enter that listing, you probably have little to lose personally if the price gets down to break even and if you free up some capital for new investment. This is not really a sustainable strategy. These strategies are adopted far less than the AI-powered ones in PPP. Most successful sellers will know that any listing can be an opportunity, so retaining the integrity of one they want to exit now is a consideration. They know they might well get a good deal to re-enter it. The options are still there though, for those, you know, those times that needs must. The non-algorithmic strategies aren't all about outpricing competitors. So pricing a penny or percentage above low prices or the buy box is a good tactic for a more patient approach. If you have a tool like BuyBot Pro's competition analysis, then you can semi-automatically preempt the low price seller dropping off the listing. Taking a holding position just above them means you're in pole position when they do. Some sellers prefer the manual control that these kinds of strategies offer if they have the time to regularly monitor ASINs they want to use the non-algorithmic strategies on. It can definitely be a powerful way to manage some of your listings that need special attention. We'd still back the algorithms that have built up unrivaled knowledge of millions of Amazon listings, but the choice is there to reprice however you want to. Either way, Profit Protector Pro is doing it for you. There is more to repricing than just picking strategies, but with Profit Protector Pro, they are the only things you need to concern yourself with. As you've seen, even with the ones not powered by AI, the heavy listing is done for you. Sourcing is widely regarded as the most time-consuming task in online and retail arbitrage, however. But if you don't use an effective repricer, then repricing will become a very close second. Using one that has the intelligence to react in a manner that will deliver more profit, as well as sales, will also reduce the amount of time you have to even think about it. There isn't a competitive listing that Profit Protector Pro won't be able to benefit your business strategy. Knowing how to use the strategies and be willing to experiment with ones you wouldn't normally use will turn those taxing listings into ones that you love. The sheer variety of strategies that are ready to use from the off on Profit Protector Pro sets it apart. Sets it apart anyway, but that they actually do what they say will make using it a no-brainer. For more information or if you have any questions, just head to profitprotectorpro.com. Thanks for listening and I'll see you soon.
The Online Arbitrage Podcast.